sneaks. My discotheque, Juliet, teenage dream. I felt it in my chest as she looked at me. I knew we were bound to be together.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279 EG Reedsburg.
Security jump through the wall. Future dreams. maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Doesn't Howard Jones kind of personify the 80s? Whenever you hear a Howard Jones song, it's like, yeah, he was one of the big stars of the 1980s. And still has a home here at Max FM. White Snake to come. Journey is on now.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night.
Against the wall, I need you by my out of this. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Gotta hold on, you gotta hold on.
Today it's the Cars, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Well, today National Candy Day, as I mentioned, and one of the things we talked about last week, if you've got a bunch of leftover Halloween candy, there's actually a way to get rid of it without throwing it away, without adding inches to your waistline, and a way to help our troops at the same time, and maybe put a couple bucks back in your pocket. Cash for candy, I mentioned that last week. Had a couple people text in over the weekend wondering what that's all about. It'll pay $10 per pound for your unwanted candy. It'll send that candy to troops overseas. If you want info on that, log on to healthywage.com/cash, the number 4, candy. That's healthywage.com/cash4candy.
I'm George Gale. I'm a longtime community organizer and lifelong Midwesterner. In this season of To See Each Other, we're heading to one of my favorite places, Wisconsin, to get to know a group of small-town folks fighting for community and dignity for the elderly and a better future for us all. Join me in Merrill, population 9,000, where a beloved public nursing home is unexpectedly up for sale.
I was in tears. I talked to the social worker. What am I going to do?
I don't want to live under the bridge in a pasteboard box.
It's a heart-pounding roller coaster of a fight in a swing state that could determine the election. This is To See Each Other, where we explore how people are fighting for the future of rural America and how writing it off hurts us all. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
I'm Kristen Wall, Joan Baldwin's daughter. When we were expanding our family, I suffered recurrent miscarriages just like my mom did. Losing my pregnancies was devastating. We turned to fertility doctors for treatment, and I couldn't have done it without my mom's support. My mom, Joan Baldwin, knows firsthand how devastating pregnancy loss is, and that reproductive care is critical to keep women safe and healthy.
Joan Baldwin has always used her position to help Wisconsinites in need. She worked across party lines to increase access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Joan authored legislation to extend postpartum care to increase positive outcomes for both new mothers and babies. And she worked to help children in need of guardianship to have access to care provided by an individual they are comfortable with. Joan Baldwin makes state government work for the good of Wisconsin's most vulnerable. Please join me in voting for Joan Baldwin on November 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Joan Baldwin.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Maximum hits.
Not in the way.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM from Take On Me to Lean On Me. We got you covered here in the 3 o'clock hour at Max FM.
Lean on me.
For it won't be long
99.7 Mix FM.
Breakdown.
Never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it.
En Vogue, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. I'm proud to tell you that Wisconsin is one of the states most likely to survive an alien invasion. In case this is something that keeps you up at night, we've got this bit of info to pass along. Virginia, Alabama, Minnesota, Massachusetts, New York, Florida, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Alaska, and Georgia are the states that you can feel pretty confident would survive an alien invasion. I'm not really sure exactly why they say this, but a website concluded that a, quote, study to determine which citizens would be better off in an alien invasion take into account things like sightings of UFOs, landscape and terrain, defense, science and medical resources, plus food and beverage manufacturing. When it comes to the beer We got it, man. If beer will help us survive an alien invasion, state of Wisconsin is good to go.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
All Wisconsinites want our lawmakers to fight for a better future. But some elected officials are working to strip away our rights, like the right to make our own healthcare decisions or send our kids to well-funded schools. Wisconsin voters will be asked to change the state constitution on their November ballot. This anti-voter constitutional amendment could disenfranchise or create barriers for eligible voters. We're not going back. The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is urging voters to vote no on the November 5th constitutional amendment.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered shower chances continuing, alongside a breezy south wind. It's whipping up to 20 miles per hour today, with highs reaching the mid-60s. Tonight, we stay decently mild. Lows fall to near 50 as the rain continues to ramp up and patchy fog is possible. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 65.
99.7 Max FM. I was getting told the boogie man, you have to let that raga drop. The oil down the desert way has been shaken to the top. The shaky throw is Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The prison was a standing on the radiator grill. Shall we come back here? Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. Shall we come back here? Rock the Casbah, rock the Casbah. By order of the prophet,
the cockpit radio blare. Soon as the shire rings out of their hair, the jet pilots wave.
More
99.7 Max FM.
And more
99.7 Max FM.
My life.